Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield, and this is Drop Dead Serious. If you have been following the story of David, the up-and-coming R&B singer whose 14-year-old underage girlfriend Celeste Rivas Hernandez was found dead inside the trunk of his Tesla, you've probably noticed something. It's been quiet. Like, way too quiet. For weeks now, we have not heard a word from the police. No new statements, no new developments, not even a peep from David himself or his powerhouse attorney, Blair Burke, who represents everyone from Harvey Weinstein to Kanye West. But that silence just broke. Because tonight, we are learning about brand new surveillance footage that could completely change this case. It captures the Tesla. David's Tesla, being driven for the last time before it was dumped on that Hollywood Hills street, the same street where it sat baking in the sun for weeks, with Celeste's body decomposing inside. And that footage? It did not come from the LAPD. It came from a private investigator who's been quietly working behind the scenes. Earlier today on my News Nation show, Banfield, shout out News Nation, I'm on Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock at night Eastern, I had a chance to talk to that private investigator. His name is Steve Fisher, and he told me what he found. He told me where he found it, and he told me why he thinks this surveillance video is the biggest break yet in the case. Video of the singer David's Tesla as it's driving away from his mansion, and it ends up in a place where it was abandoned. And guess what? The window was partly down. And so, yeah, the person driving was visible. Here's my conversation with Steve Fisher. Take a listen.
How certain are you that this video of the car driving away from David's mansion is the last time it drove and ended up at the spot where it was abandoned, likely with that body inside?
I'm certain. Listen, I can't say 100% because there's not a camera trained on that Tesla once it's parked, continuously that I've seen. I mean, there likely is a camera, but I've seen the car driven to that spot. And with the dates, with the date that it was, they left town right after that, I'm certain that is the last time the car was driven. It was put there with her, in the front trunk.
And there's one weird detail about what you could, well, there's a lot of weird details, and I'm going to get to what you saw through the driver's side window in a second, but there was an air freshener that was found in the car at this point that we see on our screen where it was abandoned. Was that air freshener also hanging from the rearview mirror when it drove off from David's house?
It wasn't, but the window was half to three quarters of the way down, which is odd because it was a very short drive. And also at that, on that day, this is the very end of July, July 29th, it was like 78 degrees at that time in the morning, or 77 degrees. And if it was on the street where the house is, so it's shaded by the house. So, if you're going, I don't know why the window would be rolled down unless there's something, offensive there. And then all of a sudden, one of the first things I picked up on when the news first broke about the her being found in there, where they were towing the car away from the impound lot to LAPD, was why an $104,000 car is there a Christmas tree air freshener hanging from the, you know, from the mirror? It seemed kind of odd to me, but I guess maybe they thought that would help, you know, mask it for when they had to move the car again.
If there was that smell at that time, because again, yeah. We have no idea when Celeste started decomposing in that trunk. We don't know if she'd been decomposing in the trunk for a long time before it ended up being, the car ended up being abandoned. But talk to me about the date of this video, July 29th, and talk to me about what you saw. What did you see in terms of the identity of the person driving through that open window?
So it's very clearly that Tesla one, because the Tesla has that tape on the rear spoiler for whatever reason. I don't know why it's there. And also, it was just like it is in that picture. It was that dirty, except they had, you could tell that they had run the windshield wiper like once to clear the dirt away so they could see. And it comes very close to the camera, although there is some motion blur, but you can see the person and you can see what they're wearing something pretty distinctive. And there's photos that I have from 12 hours earlier, a person at the house wearing the same thing.
And I know that the viewers right now are screaming at the TV set saying, Ashley, ask him who it was.
I honestly wish I could tell you. I don't want to, I don't want to interfere with LAPD on that. And I think that, you know, that, listen, that's coming, because we know a crime was committed 100%. Somebody concealed her body, and, you know, hey, maybe this, the reason I don't want to say the person's name is because maybe this person was just someone that was asked to move the car, you know, and didn't know. I find that very hard to believe. And I doubt that's the case. But just in case, I'd rather LAPD make that announcement.
Well, and it's important for us to tell viewers as well that you turned all this material over to them. You're the one who found it. You're the one who took it to them. You're the one who said, and I connected it to the photos from just 12 hours earlier. And here's the clothing. It looks like this could be an ID. July 29th, important because that was the last day that David was in Los Angeles, right? But before he went off on his tour. So he was there in Los Angeles on that day that drive happened.
Yeah, I've seen on one of his public social medias, he had put a video out where it was the first day on their new tour bus, because they were going to San Francisco, I believe, for the first night of the concert series. And they did a video from inside the tour bus. So I believe hours after that car was moved, they actually got on the tour bus and headed to San Fran.
Let me ask you this, and I only have a couple seconds left, but you found some other suspicious things. The landlord, as you know, we obviously know now, allowed you into the house, and you saw some things in there that were very uncomfortable and very suspicious. I know you can't say certain things, but what can you tell us about what you saw inside the house?
Well, and this is the landlord. I found it awesome, but there were some things in there that were hard to think about, because these would be items that would be used if you wanted to get rid of a body. And there's really no other purpose for them at a house like this or anything. And they're expensive items. And so I they weren't jokes, and but they weren't used. I'll tell you that they were still in the box. So I don't know how much we'll find out about that in the future, because you can't charge somebody for thinking about doing something. But I think
they
that
sure
they had
can.
A plan.
But it's important to know, because the first thing I said when I learned of that was that, well, that's, that can't be possible because the LAPD raided the place and took everything. But you know for a fact that they photographed those things, and they're huge and heavy and expensive, and so they have ample information and photographic evidence of those things.
They said that we inquired about this, and they said that they photographed it. I don't know why they didn't take it. There's two items. I don't know why they didn't take them, but they said they photographed them.
So tonight we know this much. Somebody parked that Tesla where it was abandoned, and that somebody walked away. And somebody somewhere knows exactly what happened to Celeste Rivas Hernandez. The question now is whether investigators will make that name public, or if there's going to be an arrest soon. Either way, we're not done, because this story and Celeste deserve answers and justice. I'm Ashley Banfield, and as always, thank you so much for listening. If you remember anything from this, the truth isn't just serious, it's drop dead serious.